If you divide the termites into two groups, with those born between 1903 and 1911 on one side, and those born between 1912 and 1917 on the other, it turns out that the termite failures are far more likely to have been born in the earlier group. The explanation has to do with two of the great cataclysmic events of the 20th century, the Great Depression and World War II. If you were born after 1912, say in 1915, you got out of college after the worst of the Depression was over, and you were drafted at a young enough age that going away to war for 3 or 4 years was as much an opportunity as it was a disruption, provided you weren't killed in combat, of course. The termites born before 1911, though, graduated from college at the heart of the Depression when job opportunities were scarce. And they were already in their late 30s when a Second World War hit, meaning that when they were drafted, they had to disrupt career and families and adult lives that were already well underway. To have been born before 1911 is to have been demographically unlucky. The most devastating event of the 20th century hits you at exactly the wrong time. The same demographic logic applies to Jewish lawyers in New York like Maurice Janklow. The doors were closed to them at the big downtown law firms, so they were overwhelmingly solo practitioners, handling wills and divorces and contracts and minor disputes, and in the Depression, the work of the solo practitioner all but disappeared. Nearly half of the members of the Metropolitan Bar earned less than the minimum subsistence level for American families, Gerald Arelbach writes of the Depression years in New York. 1 year later, 1,500 lawyers were prepared to take the pauper's oath to qualify for work relief. Jewish lawyers, approximately half of the Metropolitan Bar, discovered that their practice had become a dignified road to starvation. Regardless of the number of years they spent in practice, their income was strikingly less than that of their Christian colleagues. Maurice Janklow was born in 1902. When the Depression started, he was newly married and had just bought his big car, moved to Queens, and made his great gamble on the writing paper business. His timing could not have been worse. He was going to make a fortune, Mort Janklow says of his father, but the Depression killed him economically. He didn't have any reserves, and he had no family to fall back on. And from then on, he became very much a Scrivener-type lawyer. He didn't have the courage to take risks after that. It was too much for him. My father used to close titles for $25. He had a friend who worked at the Jamaica Savings Bank who would throw him some business. He would kill himself for $25, doing the whole closing, title reports, for $25. I can remember my father and mother in the morning, Janklow continued. He would say to her, I got $1.75. I need 10 cents for the bus, 10 cents for the subway, a quarter for a sandwich, and he would give her the rest. They were that close to the edge. Now contrast that experience with the experience of someone like Mort Janklow, who was born in the 1930s. If you were to look at the birth rates in the United States for the first half of the 20th century, you'd see that in 1915, there were almost 3 million babies born. By 1935, that number drops by almost 600,000. And then, within a decade and a half, that number is back over 3 million again. To put it in more precise terms, for every 1,000 Americans, there were 29.5 babies born in 1915, 18.7 babies born in 1935, and 24.1 babies born in 1950. The decade of the 1930s is what is called a demographic trough. In response to the economic hardship of the Depression, families simply stopped having children. And as a result, the generation born during that decade was markedly smaller than both the generation that preceded it and the generation that immediately followed it.